Radhanath asked if some of his god brothers would share with you all some of their realizations that we have experienced on this yatra. So I've written down a few. Mean something to me. I hope they mean something to you. One realization, I suppose the primary realization that I've had, is how blessed I am, how very deeply blessed I am, that in this insignificant lifetime, I've been able to witness Srila Prabhupada's activities with the assistance of maybe 10 or 15 or 20 people, his disciples in the early days. That was in the bloom of my youth, early manhood. Now in the twilight or evening of my life, I'm able to look around and see tens of thousands of such devotees, from 10 to 10,000 in one lifetime. What a blessing. I guess you would say that I'm a witness. I'm a witness to this miracle that Prabhupada has wrought. For that, I'm especially happy that this yatra has brought that out as a realization. And as I travel around with all of you, and especially with Radhanath Swami in the car or walking around behind him as he walks around amongst the devotees, it feels, this is one of my strong realizations, it feels so much like the old days running around this planet with Srila Prabhupada. Just a wild, chaotic, devotional thrust. It's wonderful. And the companionship and the brotherhood and the love that are shared by all of us as we do this, is it's like the old days again. What strikes me most about Radhanath Swami's ethics or efforts here are his stress, especially his stress on his deep grasp of the spiritual meaning of all of this. Everything that we're doing here has a spiritual basis. We're not here to see architecture and old remnants and put together fairy tales and stories. We're here to understand the deep spiritual nature of what this South India holds for us. And Radhanath, by stressing that, has made it so real in my mind, and I'm sure in all the other devotees here will agree that we're feeling something spiritually important by doing this. And Radhanath's system of managing everything by leading, leadership, management by leadership is Prabhupada's style. Even in sometimes in his weakened health, he goes beyond the normal limits of human energy to make you all feel good about this yatra and feel secure. I feel the same kind of security hanging around with Radhanath Swami that I used to feel when I was with Prabhupada. I knew when I was with Prabhupada, nothing could harm me. There was no problem with anything in my life. I was totally secure. And I feel that in Radhanath's presence on this wonderful yatra, that nothing can really go wrong. Everything is fine. So I'm especially realized that I've reached a new comfort level with knowing that Srila Prabhupada's message is going forward in safe hands. Not only his message, but more importantly, I think, his craft, his preaching trade craft, This is the way Prabhupada used to do things. Another enlightenment from this yatra is that I myself have reached a deeper understanding of the reality and the power that overwhelms all rational thought that resides in our deities. In all the deities we are seeing, there's so much power and reality that you don't see from the outside. You don't understand from the outside. But by going into these temples and seeing through Radhana's eyes, we begin to understand the wonderful power of our tradition. And also I'm understanding more and more the ancientness of it all, the primordial aspect that these deities and their activities, their pastimes, the Sanatana Dharma that knits it all together existed before anything else. It's so old. And even, I'm seeing this architecture through the eyes of a geologist. I have geology training. And I know how long it takes for close-grained granite to weather into rounded forms. Tens of thousands of years. We've seen some of these temples that have the rocks in place have been there tens of thousands of years. Before the rest of the planet was out of the out of the jungle. So this feeling of age, ancient age, has been one of the realizations of this yatra. As my god brother Chandamali has just pointed out, and this is a very strong realization, I'm sure, for all of us, is that we've gazed in wonder at the full acceptance of Srila Prabhupada's movement, of his ISKCON society, by the Ramanuja Sampradaya on this trip. And it's been like watching something out of the Chaitanya Charitamrita or the Srimad Bhagavatam, that the Ramanuja, our brothers, god brothers and sisters in the Ramanuja Sampradaya, have joined together like this. It's just a wonderful thing. And I think it's a major crossroads that will bear incredible fruits for spreading God consciousness all over this planet in the future. The Ramanuja Sampradaya is very, very powerful throughout India. And by joining and allying our forces in this way, we can spread Krishna consciousness in a way that has not been attempted before. One time I asked Srila Prabhupada, what is laughter? I mean, your body is in a state of doing something else, of certain tensions and muscle movements, and suddenly it erupts in a laugh, and all of your muscles change, and your entire body becomes suffused with a brief moment of joy. This always accompanies, a good feeling always accompanies laughter. So what is this laughter, Prabhupada? And he said, he thought for a moment, and he said, Prabhupada, I mean, he said, laughter is the difference between what you think will happen and what actually happens. So this yatra has been a good laugh from end to end, because we've been confronted with a string of things we think that will happen, and they just don't happen that way. Sometimes my cheeks have been sore from laughing so much. But I guess one of the lessons of any successful yatra is how much you've learned not to expect anything, and how cool you can remain in the face of discomfort and dashed expectations. I don't know how many of you are still going to continue eating much rice in your lives. We're all kind of suffering from a carbohydrate-rich diet with lots of chilies and very little protein. But it's almost over. It's almost over. And on this yatra, one day I got hellishly sick. I mean, sick. I knew sick. I know sick when I feel sick. But I also got to experience the healing power and inexplicable, re-energizing that entered my body when I walked into one of these temples, into the inner sanctum, and saw the deities, deity after deity, and sanctum after sanctum, and suddenly my sickness was gone. The sickness that would have lasted for days was banished in hours. So I got to see that also. I guess I better put my glasses on. I realized this yatra ever deeper levels of the magic of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada, being around Prabhupada in the old days and this kind of traveling together and things we did always had so much magic associated with it. And that feeling of magic, it dissipates over time if it isn't rekindled. I've seen more magic happen in the last couple of weeks than I have since that festival we pulled off last February in Bombay. But the same kind of feeling was there. Giving extreme devotional service brings this. And Krishna has promised that he will remove obstacles for those who take risks to serve him. And this kind of yatra is an extreme risk, an extreme outpouring of risk. We're throwing ourselves basically in Krishna's hands. And he has to protect us. And look how he does it. Every day we get to see and experience that magic as he personally interferes in the affairs of this yatra. But I think the most benefit that I've gotten from this yatra is just from seeing all of the high-class devotees everywhere I look. And they're loitering in the streets, they're in the shops that I walk in, they're passing by in the cars that pass us on the highway, buses full of them, cars full of them, endless rows and pods of active devotees, of high-class devotees. So I feel like I'm in Vaikuntha. Isn't this what Vaikuntha is like? No? Everywhere you look, there's devotees happily chatting away, chanting, doing all these things for Krishna. So if we're all in Vaikuntha, thank you one and all. Thank you one and all. And my unlimited gratitude goes to Radhanath Swami, for my dear friend, for being here at this moment in my life. And I only pray that I may walk this path with all of you for the rest of my life and for all eternity, linked here like we are by Srila Prabhupada's unlimited love. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.